Come on back in, set a spell. Following tonight's concert, there's going to be a dance up in the dance pavilion, and it'll feature Calling by Martha Tyner, music by Bill and Libby Hicks and friends, so that should be some good running old-time music for dancing. Also over in the chapel, you'll find a round singing swap. The festival will pick up tomorrow and run through Saturday and Sunday. If you're one of those folks who filled out a volunteer form, our weekend festival really does run on a lot of volunteer labor. If you filled out one of those volunteer forms and you haven't gone down to the office yet and picked up your assignment, you can do that after the concert tonight. Go down to outside the office and find Susie down there, or check in with the folks down around the office tomorrow during the day. Next on the program is a man I met very soon after I came to Augusta back in the early 80s. He actually started teaching here in 1975, and in 1975, the music program at Augusta was a single 5-week long course. Don't we all wish we had 5 weeks we could just take for a course, particularly if it was banjo and fiddle taught by this man. They had 24 students who were here for those 5 weeks. Since then, he's helped the music program here in the Appalachian music grow and stay close to its roots at the same time. I've enjoyed singing with him over the years, and I've enjoyed listening to his playing as well. Please welcome Dwight Diller.
Traditionally, I say something about Margot, but I have to think for a while what I'm going to say. Because she asked me about it at supper. This first song has to do with the issue of death and about the grieving process and how that affects the dead. And I learned it. I learned it from the melody from Sherman Hammonds and a lot of the words, and some of the words I picked up from other places. And John Gallagher, who was living here in Elkins at the time, he and I ran into a word it's the word grammary in the middle of it, and we didn't know what that meant. So he pulled out one of those big thick dictionaries, and we thought it was just English. The kids were going up to study grammar, but the Scottish meaning for that also was witchcraft. There lived a lady gay, and children she had three. She sent them away to the North Country to learn their grammary. They'd not been there but a very short while. Not over 3 weeks, I'm sure, till death came tramping around. Yes, old death came to their door. Their mother cried both day and night. She prayed to God at noon, "Oh, my Lord Jesus Christ, please send my babes back home real soon." Oh, Christmas time was a drew and nigh, And the nights were so long and cold. It was then that those three little babes came running down to their mother's home. What news do you bring? What news have you brought to me? What news do you bear from that cold north country? A cold gray stone at our head, dear mother, and cold clay covers up our feet, and every tear that you shed, it wets our winding sheet. She set her table in the very first room, all covered with bread and wine. Came and eat, came and drink, my three little babes. Came and eat, came and drink of mine. We cannot eat your bread so sweet, nor drink none of your wine so strong. For yonder stands our Savior dear, and to him we belong. She made her bed in the very next room, all covered with white sheets. Came and sleep, my three little babes. Do come lie down to sleep. We shan't lie down, said the oldest one, for the cocks will soon crow for day. For yonder stands our Savior dear, and he's come to take us away. They placed their hands in their Savior's hands and turned their faces to the sky. Farewell, farewell to you, dear mother. We must go to God on high. Thank you. Here's a song from the black tradition. I learned it from Genus Cottrell down in Clay County. I used to go to festivals and I was playing music with the Morris Brothers, and Genus Cottrell was an old man that went along with them, and he played it. But as I said, it's from the black tradition, but the base of it is from Luke chapter 9. And through the years, times have been pretty hard a lot of times, and it's helped me get through.
Went to church the other day for to hear them sing and pray. Put your hand to the plow and go right on. Hold on, hold on. Put your hand to the plow and go right on. Preacher said I had to repent, so right down the aisle I went. Put your hand to the plow. Put your hand to the plow and go right on. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Oh, them apostles are dead and gone. But your hand to the plow and the good ride on. Hold on, hold on. Put your hand to the plow and the good ride on. Paul and Silas bound in jail. I had no one to call their bail. But your hand to the plow. Ride on, hold on, hold on. Put your hand to the plow and go right on. Paul and Silas began to shout. The jail busted open and they walked out. Put your hand to the plow and go right on. Hold on, hold on. Put your hand to the plow and go right on. Never been to heaven, but I've been told it's a first-class city and the streets is gold. Put your hand to the plow and go right on. Hold on, hold on. Put your hand to the plow and go right on. Got my hand on the gospel plow. Wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Put your hand to the plow and go right on. Put your hand to the plow and go right
on. Thank you very much. We've been discussing it in the class this week. It's a real strange thing to take this music and put it on stage because it is homemade music, and it's where it came from was in people's homes, and there wasn't applause. But to be up here and y'all applause, I really appreciate it. Now back to Margot. She's been my boss since 1981, pretty near every year. And undoubtedly I've got my hooks in her because she's got me back 3 times this year to teach. So I guess I ought to say something good about her just once from the stage. It hurts. For better or for worse, under Margot's leadership for past 17 years, there was a lot of different people that took it over for a year or two or something like that through the 70s, and Margot took over in 1981. And this is her vision. Thanks. In 1990, I'd about reached the point that I didn't care whether I played any more old-time music or not, because I'd been playing the music that didn't resonate in my heart. I'd been playing old-time music from another area than Central West Virginia, and specifically the Hammondses. And so my friend Ron Mullinex insisted that I play some banjo with him one night down at his house. And so I did. And I've never looked back. And I've been... The situation has worked out that there's been a couple people that have come into my life who have been playing the fiddle that have been close by, and one... I didn't think all this is going to happen. One has been a student. He lives about 10 miles from me. He grew up here in Elkins. His name's Doug Van Gundy. And he's in the audience here tonight. In fact, he drove an hour and 10 minutes from Marlington to here to deliver some CDs for y'all to buy. the other is... Jimmy Triplett, who's originally from down West Salem, North Carolina, and he's taken these old tapes that I made back in 69 and 70 and dug out tunes that would have been lost, would never have come to the surface if it hadn't been for him digging them out. And he's going to come out and play these tunes. And a lot of them I taped, a lot of them Jerry Milne's taped, a lot of them Ron Mullinex taped, and Jimmy's been digging them out and teaching them to me, so it's come the circle, because I can't learn very fast. Why don't you move that thing a little closer so I can hear. We're going to play a couple tunes. The first one will be Lee Hammond's Greasy Coat, and then the second will be, if you've seen me wearing that t-shirt around this week or other people wearing, it says the Hammond's Music Gathering, and it shows an old man playing the fiddle. That's Ed and Hammond's, and James Hammond's, his son, is playing the banjo, and we got this second tune called Come Back Boys and Let's Feed the Horses. Jimmy dug it out of something that James had played, and these are two really special tunes. Thank you. Thank you. One other thing, while I was giving Margo a hard time, I forgot to thank my friend Jerry Mellons for his support over the years. Thanks. Okay. Huh? Yeah. Come back, boys. Let's feed the horses.
Dwight Diller on banjo and Jimmy Triplett on fiddle. Well, for those of us who've been cranking out the programs at Augusta for the last 5 weeks, it feels like a nonstop festival, but what we formally call the festival starts tomorrow. It begins with a dance, contras and squares in the dance pavilion. We got a pair of great callers, Beth Malauro and Martha Tyner. Music being provided by Benton Flippin and the Smoky Valley Boys and Flying Jenny. It starts at 8 o'clock and everyone is welcome. And over on the other side of campus, while the dance is going on out here in the pavilion, over on the other side, there'll be a songwriter showcase, a little sort of coffee house comes to Augusta. In fact, they are serving coffee. They even go so far as to call it gourmet coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker, so I can't tell you whether it's gourmet or not. I do know that when Paul Epstein, who's running that thing this week, had a kind of warm-up for it with an open mic night after the Tuesday night concert, I walked in and the coffee smelled real good. They also have pastries over there. And they also have some great singer-songwriters. You'll have another chance over there tomorrow night to hear from Hugh Moffat. Paul Epstein will be doing some songs, Eddie Bushyhead. Several of the songwriting students will be doing a kind of quick round robin, doing one song a piece. D.R. Stanley. And also on that show tomorrow night, a chance to see in a more intimate atmosphere the folks you're going to get to see on the big stage here right now. They've been coming to Augusta for a number of years as teachers. I can certainly count Carol Elizabeth as one of my influences in learning to sing harmony. And they have a new CD freshly out on the Rounder label, which although a lot of what we've had them doing here this week has been pushing the material of the Stanley Brothers, their CD is all original. So please make welcome Carol Elizabeth Jones and James Leva.
Thank you very much. We're going to start with a tune called Sugar Babe, and the lore that goes along with this version is that it's inspired by Paul Brown, which I reckon is true.
Hang up the ewes for that red rocking chair. Got no sugar, honey, baby, now. Got no sugar, honey, baby, now. Mama next payday, take you to your mama next payday. Who rocked that cradle? Who rocked that cradle? Who sang that song? Who rocked that cradle when I'm gone? Who rocked that cradle when I'm gone? Hang up the ewes, hang up the ewes for the red rocking chair. Got no sugar, honey, baby, now. Got no sugar, honey, baby. I'll rock that cradle when you're gone. I'll rock that cradle when you're gone.
Thank you. This next song is a song that James wrote, and it's based on a true story.
It's called Black as a Crow. When I was young and in my prime, the ocean's where I spent my time. On the deep was where I would be with my children and my wife. We pursued the fisher's life from our house of wood by the sea. Summer sun and winter's gale, rain and snow and wind and hail never caused us fear. Fish were there to catch and sell, hooks and nets they served us well, and our open boat sailed like a charm. The wind and seas rise, I gaze at the skies, clouds gather low. Jack was 5 and Willie 3. How my wife would smile at me as we watched them play along the shore. We fished and sailed and loved and lived. Oh, that sweet life had to give. We gave thanks and asked for no more. If we had some place to go, in an open boat we'd row. There were no roads leading to town. One night as we were headed home, the boat capsized and through the foam, I saw my poor babes sink and drown. The wind and seas rise, I gaze at the skies. Clouds gather low, they're black as a crow. The sun has set beyond the trees, and I've not smelt the salty seas for nigh unto 40. I could not stand to see the waves dance upon the cold, wet graves. I cannot abide the taste of my tears. The wind and seas rise, I gaze at the skies. Clouds gather low, they're black.
This year, that it makes me feel really happy to sing sad songs. I really like sad songs.
That's
so
good.
Here's another sad song.
All right, now I let Eric Thompson use this guitar before, and I think he might have used up all the notes. So he sure used a lot of them, anyway.
This is a new one that I wrote, we thought we'd try out, called She Coulda Loved Him.
All he ever wanted was a wife and a son, and a house with a garden where he'd grow things just for fun. So he worked and he saved, and he put it all away, and he asked her to marry on a sunny summer day. And it's one more drink, and it's one more day, and maybe tomorrow things will go his way. But tonight she wanted. That was all he knew to do. 'Cause if he could make her happy, well, then he'd be happy too. And it's one more drink, and it's one more day, and maybe tomorrow things will go his way. But tonight he'll be thinking of what might have been if she could have loved him.
Children step inside.